We left off yesterday in Pei Zion, the middle of Sif Hei. We didn't yet do the Shachs of Cut and Tess. The Shachs of Cut and Tess is alluding to the three answers that the Rishonim gave on the Kasha. How come here in Beitzah, in the first parak in Beitzah, all the Tanoim agree that sometimes the egg will be Parva? Not all eggs that are, when a hen lays an egg, of course the egg is Parva. But let's say I shech the hen and I find an egg inside. So sometimes the egg will be fleshig and sometimes the egg will be Parva. How come the Mishnah says in Adias says Machlok is Bishamai and Beis Hillel, and we pass them like Beis Hillel, and this is Beis Hillel Lechumer and Bishamai Lechula, that Beis Hillel say a Beitzas Nevela Kemosan and Mekeres Bashuk. I have a regular egg, Klipa Kosho, 100% normal regular egg, Kemosan and Keres Bashuk. Such an egg would sell in the store, but it's if it's found inside a hen that was a Nevela that didn't have a proper Shechita, the Beitzah's Nevela is Asura. Why shouldn't you say that when the Beitzah reaches the stage of Beitzim Gemuras and Einem Ura Begidden, whatever the stage is, either the Tanakama or Rav Yankiv and the three different Shatim of the Tanakama, whatever you can, but there is a stage that the egg is considered not Kegufa, that it's Paravan. So why do Beis Hillel say that that even at Beitzah's Nevela Kemosa and Keres Bashuk is Asura? You say Beitzah's Kemosa, the Beitzah's Kegufa Basar, until the hen lays the egg, until the egg comes out. How can it be? Isn't it a stira? So the Rishonim gave various terutz. So one terutz they gave was the Bahag's answer, that Basar Bechala by chicken is only the Rabbanon, so there's room to be Mekel. Masha Enikain Issa Nevelas and Issa Deraisa, so there were Machma, means Machma mid the Rabbanon, the Chumra mid the Rabbanon. Mikra Din should be like over here, it's a Chumra mid the Rabbanon. Then the Shach quoted another answer that a little bit we pass from the halacha like that. Yes, beitzasa kegufa, but since it doesn't have tam basar, so if it doesn't have tam basar, beitzasa kibsara, it's basar, but it's basar that doesn't have tam basar. So basar that doesn't have tam basar is not fleshy. That's like milk that doesn't have tam milk. Why is mei cholov? We haven't sivov. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the din of mei cholov, that if you took milk and you made cheese out of it, so the cheese will be milchig, and the whey that's left behind, the milk that's left behind, that you took all the curds out, is practically like water. So the mei cholov is parve. I mean, atur it's only milchig mid the rabban. And then in Sif Ches, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rosh, Machlokes HaRishonim, Yesh Mishaimer, that when you make cheese and you're left with the whey, the whey that's left behind, that's milchig min haTorah. Only if you took that whey and you made cheese from that, and then the milk that's, the liquid that's left behind, we call that mei mecholov. The Rishonim invented a new word. The Gemara talks about mecholov. The Rishonim invented a word mei mecholov. Mamish vasadik. You made cheese twice. First you made cheese by taking out all the curds, and then from the whey you made again a whey cheese from that. That's going to be a shvacha cheese, but the liquid that's going to be left, the fluid that's going to be left after that second cheese is made, is mom, that's going to be parva min haTorah. The other way is really milchig min haTorah. What kind of a halacha is that? So the Gemara in Kol HaBasar quotes the din that cholov is one of the zayin mashkim that's machshel lekabel tumah. The only zayin mashkim that the halacha recognizes as mashkim machshel lekabel tumah, one of them is cholov, so it says that even mei cholov and mei mei cholov also is dinik cholov. So dinik cholov, how come it's not milchig? So the answer is because it doesn't have tam cholov. If you have something that's mamish cholov but it doesn't have tam cholov, so there's no dinah basa b'cholov. So what dinami? The Shach quotes Rishonim and say, if you have flesh that doesn't have, you have basa that doesn't have tam basa. Where do you have basa that doesn't have tam basa? And you have a beitza that beitzasa kemosa at a certain stage of development, it no longer has tam basa. So even though it is basar, but if it doesn't have tam basar, so for purposes of basar b'cholov, it's not fleshy. For the isa nevela, it'll still be beitzasa kibsara, it's also kimos, it'll have an Isser Nevela on it. Tosis is assuming men atorah. In that answer, they're assuming men atorah. It will have Beitzas Nevela, will be Beitzas Kimosa, it's Kiguf HaBosar, because only Besar HaNevela is also. Gidn Vatzomas, Kainai Mutlofim of a Nevela is Mutam and Atorah. So only Besar Nevela is also. So if you say Beitzas Kimosa, the Beitzah of a Nevela is also and Atorah, so he's saying that it's a Dina Kibosar. Fine, it's Dina Kibosar, but it doesn't have Tam Bosar. So just like Chola, but it doesn't have Tam Chola, is not Bosar B'Chola Ben Atorah. So if you have Bosar that doesn't have Tam Bosar, it's not Bosar B'Chola Ben Atorah. Here you have a discrepancy though, because by the cholov it doesn't have tam cholov, by the mei cholov and the mei mei cholov it says it's mutam in atorah, has the same tzivov. If you am a bashal, the mei cholov potter. So the shach points that potter means potter avalasa. There's yud gimel. The shach on tzivov says kot yud gimel is medayk on the loshon of Rambam. The Rambam's loshon is the loshon of Gemara. It says potter means potter avalasa. And then the Ramah writes explicit like that. The first line in the Ramah, second line in the Ramah, and Sivav. Second line. Mecholov oisrim hamaychol kimocholov atzma. Mecholov atzma. Kimocholov atzma. It's not exactly kimocholov. Cholov atzma is menatar. Mecholov atzma is medarabbanan. So mecholov does atzma. Why? Because it originally started off that it was cholov. You took out all the curds and you made cheese a second time, and what's left is only mecholov. So it's cholov without tam cholov. So that's also Midr Rabbanah. But if you have Basar that doesn't have Tam Basar, that's Mutar even Midr Rabbanah. If you have here the Beitzim, that's Mutar even Midr Rabbanah. That in an earlier stage of development of the Beitzim, it was Basar. But after it develops a Klipa Kasha, so it no longer has Tam Basar. So even though Beitzasa Kemosa, they're prepared to say, Beisil will say that Beitzas Nevela Kemosa and then Keres Bashuk, their Tosis is prepared to say it's an Issa Deraisa. But with the first teretz was the Bahar. This is the Raisa, that's the Rabbanu. Yemachma by the Raisa, Mekal by the Rabbanu. The second teretz in Tosfos was a teretz on the level of the Raisa, not Yemachma on the Raisa, Mekal on the Rabbanu. No. When you get the Basar B'cholov, it's Basar, but it doesn't have Tam Basar. So Basar without Tam Basar is Mutman Atar Mutam and the Rabbanu. So that's a shtickle of a stira, according to that day. How come Cholov, which doesn't have Tam Cholov, is also with the Rabbanu? That's the Ramah, the second line in Sivov. In Peizayin, Mecholav Asma, Mecholav Kmocholav Atma, Rasa Ziv Miriyevet. And how come here that by the Beitza, the Gemara says the Beitza is Paravit? Why didn't they declare it's Paravit Menateres Fleshik Midirabbana? Is that Kash? So I say, Halacha Lemaisa, we accept that a little bit. The Shach says, even if you ate these eggs that are Fleshik, in Sif, hey, even if you ate the egg that is Fleshik, so the Shach says, but you don't have to wait 6 hours. It's a cotton yud base, the Shach says. Lashon Hashem, muta lach lachen gvina cholov. You don't have to wait 6 hours after that. Why? But it's fleishig. And it says, yes, fleishig, but it doesn't have tam bosa. The whole reason why you have to wait 6 hours is because if the tam bosa will linger on, thus doesn't have a tam bosa. It's shifting in a different case. See, the second teretz in the Rishonim was, when the eggs are paraver, it's because it doesn't have tam basa. Here the Shach is talking, the eggs are fleshig, and he still says it doesn't have tam basa. We're taking the svare from one case and we're applying it to a different case. But it's along the same lines. It's related. It's not identical, but it's related. So those were two terutzim that the Rishonim gave on that kasha. Why is there a discrepancy between the Mishnah and Adias that we paskan like Besilala, Beitzas Nevelas, Asura, even with the Klipa Kasha, Kmosin and Keres Bashuk? In other words, Beitzos is Kimosa, Beitzos is Dina Kibosar, and here in Beitzon, Davov, and Sifhei, you have all the different opinions, all the Tanaim, and all the Rishonim, everybody agrees that there is a point at which the Beitzos is considered Paravah. Why shouldn't I say Beitzos is Kimosa? It should be Fleshy. So these were the two Terutim. Then Tosfos gave a third Terut. That's what the Shach is going to extend, he's going to pick up on that theme to answer a different Kasha, Stira in the Shulchan Aruch. So the third Terut that Tosfos gave was, that the Gemara in Beitza is establishing when Beitzasa Kibsara and when is Beitzasa Kigufa and when is not Kigufa. Whenever the Beitza is not Kigufa, then it's Parava. So if the Beitza is not Kigufa, why is the Beitza's Nevela Asura? only Bisar HaNevela is Asim. This is like Gidin Atzamas Karnai Metlofim of the Nevela, that is no Issa Nevela. So Tosis comes up with a teretz that Beishilol Shita, that Beitzis Nevela's Asura is only Achumra Midirabbana. It's not Benatar. On the level of the Raisa, Beishamay are really right. But Beishilol introduced the Chumra Rabbana. Why did they introduce the Chumra Rabbana? It's Exera Beitzas Nevelu Otu Beitzas Trefa. Beitzas Trefa is Takan Issa de Raisa. Because the trefa hen is developing eggs, so that's like a beit asayf tameh. So just like beit asayf tameh is a pasuk in chumash, that's we had that in chulan daf nun ches. Bas hayana, the bas of chibas yesh la layana. What only female yana is also male yana is mutter. Gemara says no, bas hayana refers to the beit asayf tameh. So not only beit asayf tameh, beit asayf trefa, a kosher hen. A hen is a kosher bird. It's a min tahar, but if it's a trefa, it has a simit trefa, so the beitza will also be awesome. So the beitza of a trefa is asman atar, that's godul b'yisa. Yotzem and asu is asman atar. Like cholab behemet me is asman atar. We had, yesterday we went through Rabbi Akiva Eger on the Gilyan Ashas, there in the beginning of Beitza on Daf Gimel, when the Gemara had the braisa, Sveiko Asura, and the Gemara, how can it be Sufik Beitza, Shanol the Beyonta, there's Asura, isn't that a Sufik, the Rabbana Lakula? The Gemara says, the Gemara gave three pshatim. So the second pshat that the Gemara gave was, it's talking about Beitz HaStrefa. Beitz HaStrefa is an Issa Deraisa, and Sofik Deraisa L'chumah. So there Rabbi Kivegi refers you to a Shitim Kubetzis in Bava Kama and Daf Mem Zayin, that the Shita holds that Beitz HaStrefa is only Midirabbana. That's a collector's item. That's a believe it or not of Halacha. But that's the Pashtus in Shulchan Aruch is not like that. Rabbi Kivegi writes Amar Makam, okay, Abkiyas. You should know that there is such a Shittim Kubetz in Bava Kama that distinguishes between Beitz HaSayf Tomei, the Pasuk Bas Hayana only goes on Beitz HaSayf Tomei, and Beitz HaSayf Tohor, if the Oif is a Trefa, that's only Asim Rabban. Well, we don't accept that opinion. The Pashtus is that Beitz HaSayf Trefa is an Issa Deraisa, like Cholov Trefa is an Issa Deraisa. If a cow is a Trefa and it gives Cholov, you assume Cholov Behemoth Tomeo is Asim Anatar, Cholov Trefa is Asim Anatar. So the Beitz HaSayf Oif Trefa is also Asim and Atara. That's the Pashta. So Tosis says they made Exera. Beisilo says Beitzas Nevelo Asura. Even though Kemosa and Mkeres Bashuk, the Tosis said that's not Menatara. Menatara Beishamaya right. The Beitzas Nevelo is Mutter. Because once it reaches a stage that it's Paraver, so it's no longer Beitzasa Kibsara. So it's not Kigufa HaNevelo. The Nevelo only Besar HaNevelo is also. The Karnaim and the Gidnim and the Tlofim Amutter. So the Beitza that's Parva is no longer Kibsar. It's Exera de Rabbana. Basila introduced Exera de Rabbana. Beitzas Nevelo, Otu Beitzas Trefa. We treat it as if it would have been a Yotzim in Hasa. That was the third answer. That was the third answer that Tosfos gave. Those are the three Terutzim Teferem for the Stira. How come in Beitza Davov you have all the Tanoim and all the Rishonim, everybody says that's the Fei, that the Beitza reaches a point before the hen lays the egg? The Beitza reaches a point that is no longer Kibsar and the Beitza is Parva. Doesn't this contradict Beishilul in the Mishnah and Avia? So Tosfos gave the three answers. So now the Shach picks up on that third answer in order to answer a different steer in Shulchan Aruch. That here the Shach himself, that was the Shach we saw yesterday, Sivkot and Yud. So the Shach himself thinks we should pass like Rabbi Yankov. If it's Mura Begidden, it's still fleshing. Why? Yochid V'Rabim Halacha K'Rabim. Why did the Shach think all of a sudden you should pass like Rabbi Yankov? He discovered a Yerushalmi. Okay, he comes up with a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says Halacha Kerab Yankif, and then he says, and the Rif says Halacha Kerab Yankif, and the Shulti Gibarim says, why in the world did he pass Kan Halacha Kerab Yankif? The Losh Kishulti Gibarim Sheheniach Bikusha Masha Pasa Kerif Kerab Yankif. He says in Ishmael Kasha, it's a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says you should pass like Kerab Yankif. The Rif is following the Yerushalmi, so the Shach wants to pass Kan like that Yerushalmi. That if it's more begidden, it's still fleshing. But then the Shach tones it down because he has a machlokes at the end of Sivkot and Yud. He has machlokes with the Beis Yosef. What's the definition of more begidden? So the Beis Yosef was machmer as long as it has what is it called? Shuraiki sumki. As long as it has a bloody connection. There's something. I don't know what you call it in medicine. There's some blood vessel that's slightly, the beitzim are still slightly attached to the hen. So the Beis Yosef considers that more begin. The Shach says no, more begin means his mom is still attached to the Shedra. Still attached to the Shedra, it's probably not, it's irrelevant. What the Shach is machmer, there is more beginning, passing like Rav Yankov. It's more beginning, it's probably not going to be Gemura. It's not going to have the Chelman and the Chelbon. If it's so more beginning, it's so attached. So the Shach made a Chumra, he wants to pass like Rav Yankov, but then he throws in a Kula. So he offsets the Kula that he wrote, offsets the Chumra that he wrote. So the Shach wants to pass like Rav Yankov, calls man is more beginning, it's still Beitzos and Kibsara. But the Mechaber didn't pass on the Furish. The Mechaber in Sifrei writes, based on the same boifers, Afal Pishe Imura Begidden, is Paravan. I raise a Gemura, and it's considered Paravan. So the Shach says, there's a stira in the Shulchan Aruch. Then in Simen Peivav Siv Dalid, that's the Shach and Siv Kutin test. In Simen Peivav Siv Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch talks about a situation. You have a hen that's in the process of laying an egg. But it's still more to begin. The egg is still attached. So the farmer needs an egg for breakfast. He has to make him an egg for breakfast. So he takes a bat and he bops the hen over the head. He bops it on the back, whatever, that the egg should come out. So the egg comes out and he ripped that out from being more to begin. So the Shulchan Aruch writes over there that has an Isur Aveid Menachai. So he asked the kasha, the achrenim asked the kasha, why is it Eiv Menachai? If he paskins over here against Rabbi Yankiv, the Mechaber does not paskin like Rabbi Yankiv. The Shach wants to paskin like Rabbi Yankiv because of the Rif and because of the Yerushalmi. But the Mechaber paskins against Rabbi Yankiv that we ignore Mura Begidden, even though it's still Mura Begidden, it's not Beitzosa Kegufa, not Beitzosa Kimosa. So why is it over there in Simen Peivov? Why all of a sudden is it considered a problem? Because it's still Mura Begidden. So it has an Isa Eiv Menachai. So the Shach says, that's not a kasha at all. He says, why? Because the Gemara had a discussion in Bchoris on Davov in the first Perek. There's a Mishnah in Bchoris, Hayotze min atomei tomei, Hayotze min atohar tohar. Means that milk or eggs that come from a kosher bird, or the milk that comes from a kosher animal, that's Hayotze min atohar is tohar. A kosher animal is a Behem HaTorah, and a Oif tohar. So the milk of the eggs are kosher, tohok. And a yotzmen atomei, tomei, if you have an eagle lays an egg, so the egg from the eagle is basayana. It's also the milk that comes from the pig, so the pig is also. And a yotzmen atomei is tomei. That's the Mishnah Mchoris around Davok. So the Gemara there has a whole sugya, a whole discussion, why shouldn't all milk in the world be also because of yotzmen atomei? Because we know behema b'chaya, b'ches kasisar emetis. What exactly, while an animal is alive, you milk the cow while the cow is alive, yeah. So what exactly is the Issa while the cow is alive? So that's what we spoke briefly. Taisus says that the Issa Be'ema B'chaya is an Issa Eina Zvucha. It says in the Pasuk, it says if you're interested in eating fleshiks, Zavachta Kasher Tzivisicha. You should shech properly and then you'll eat it. So the Mashmois of the Pasuk is, Mechlal Henato Shemei Alav, Eino zvucha is asa. It's only permissible v'zavachte kashetzi v'zavachte v'achalto. If you shecht it properly, kashetzi v'sicha, then you're allowed to eat it. And if you didn't shecht it yet, then it's asa. So the behema b'chaya, the ches kasisa, the iser is eino zvucha. There's a new iser essay, eino zvucha. Then the other opinion of Tosis says that there is no such thing. It doesn't exist. Not every pasuk, when it tells you to do something, implies that it's a lava b'machlala. Say the Torah says you shake a lulav. If you didn't shake a lulav, then you violated a lav abba mechlala. Say you should say kriyashma. If you didn't say kriyashma, it's like tefillin. Say kriyashma every day. So if you don't do a mitzvah, every time you fail to do a mitzvah, you did an avera. No. Sometimes you have a kiyum essay. Sometimes I'm an iser essay. A lav abba mechlala say, if that's the mashmos of the pasuk, so then we say a lav abba mechlala say is an iser essay. But when you have mitzvahs, it says to shake a lulav, to sit in sukkah. The pasha says there is no lav abba mechlala say over there. So Taisa says, where did you see over here that there's a lava b'machlala? Say the Torah says, "Zavachta kashet tzivisicha." If he shecht it, it won't have an isa nevela when it's going to die. But while it's alive, who says that there is an isa ena zvucha? How do you come off to make such a statement? So that's two opinions in Taisa. Is there such a thing as ena zvucha? Or not? So if you hold there's not such thing as ena zvucha, so how do you read the Gemara behema b'chaya b'ches kasisa remedes? So Rashi writes. Rashi always writes consistently in all the Gemaras. It's an Issa Eiv Menachai. The animal while it's alive is an Issa Eiv Menachai. So Tosfos says, Masigan Rashi, how can it be Eiv Menachai? The Gemara in the end of Perek Gid Anosha, the last daf Gid Anosha, has some machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shlokish. Do you say Beima b'chayeha lo ivarim emedes, an animal that all the limbs are attached, and the animal is jumping rope and it's climbing trees, whatever. A monkey climbing trees, whatever. Beima skipping, hopping around. So the animal while it's alive is called an ev menachai. What do you say? No, when you rip off a limb, then it'll become an ev menachai. Kozman, the animal is all, everything is attached. There is no ev menachai. So that's a machlokes. So Rishlokish holds beima b'chayeha, the animal while it's alive lo ivarim emedes. Animal while it's alive with the bundle of all of the ramach ivarim, I don't know, human beings have, a male human being has a ramach ivarim. Amos probably don't have 248 ivarim. They don't have 248 mitzvahs, they said they don't have 248 ivarim. So whatever number of ivarim the behemah has. So Rabbi Yechanan disagrees with the Rish Lakish, says that's not ev menachai until you rip something off. Because man it's all attached, it's not ev menachai. So Tosfos says, Rashi learns all the Gemaras to loy kalacha. We don't pass from like a Rish Lakish. We pass from behema b'chaya lavei varmin medes. Aren't you forced into learning that there is an iser ein zvuchim? Okay, so it's a problem. So the Shach points out the Gemara there in Bechoris has this whole sugya. Davav Davzayin has all the sugya following that Mishnah. Hayotzei min hatamei tamei, hayotzei min hatohar tohar. Eggs that come from a kosher bird are kosher, and milk that comes from a kosher animal is kosher. And milk and eggs that come from a non-kosher fowl or a non-kosher behemah are rasa. That's bas hayana, ayetzim and atami is tami. So the Gemara is bothered with the kasha behemah, b'chayeha, b'cheskasisa remedes, whatever the cheskasisa, either it's an egg menachai, it's an ezvucha, however you slice it. So why don't you declare that all the milk in the world should be ayetzim and ha'asa rasa? It doesn't mean that milk is an egg menachai. Milk is not an egg menachai. Egg menachai, ever by definition means basar gidin batzamis. You have a whole bone, and you have a little bit of basar on it, and you have a little bit of a gid on it. Milk, there's no basar, there's no gidin, there's no tzamis. But the Gemara's kasha was later be hayotzei min hatamei tamei beima b'chayeha b'cheskas iser. Either he said ein zvucha or he said ev menachai. It's a bundle of ev menachai, or it's an ein zvucha. So all the milk in the world from kosher animals should be hayotzei min hasa, should be asa. So the Gemara said you have a gzeres hakasev that it's mutar. And then the Shach says, so what does that Gzeres HaKosev mean? So we said that there's a Machloikas HaRishonim there in Pevav, there's Machloikas HaRishonim. What about milk that's Parava? What about Mecholov or Memecholov? Whichever one, Sivches. Whichever one the Gemara meant in Sivvav, the Shulchan Aruch quotes Mecholov, and then in Sivches, Shulchan Aruch quotes Yesh Mishaymer, the Machloikas and the Rosh, Machloikas HaRishonim, which way is Parava and Atar and only Milchig Midirabonim? So that way, that's only milchig midirabbanan min atorah. It's parveh. Does that revert back to have an iser? They're not allowed to drink it. Period, because all milk in the world should really be an iser of yotzim and haaser asa. The only reason why it's mutag zeres hakasev that the Torah praises Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Avos Cholav Dvash. Obviously, the cholav is kosher. But that's only cholav, that's cholav. But if you have cholav, that's not cholav. If you have mei cholav, that's parvim and atar, it's not really called cholav. So maybe then I should say that it reverts back to have the Yisra of Yotzim and Atami Tami. So there was such an opinion. So true, we don't paskin like that opinion, but there was such an opinion. So the Shach is trying to say, you see from that, the Shaila is when you have this pasuk, Eretz Avos Cholav Dvash, it tells me that the cholav is mutter. So what happened to our Havamina? We had a Havamina to think that Cholav should be also because of Yotzim and Atami Tami. So the answer is the Havamina is correct, but it's a Yotzim and Aklal. The pasuk says Eretz Avos Cholav Dvash, it's an exception to the rule. Every rule has an exception to the rule. But you say no, the pasuk Eretz Avos Cholav Dvash is megale that the whole din of Yotzim and Atami Tami only applies if the Iser Tame has an Iser Loisese. It's only an Iser Ese, the whole thing doesn't apply. So that's what we saw the Rambam had like that. The Rambam had a chiddush. He says Bisar Odom is also min haTorah Nisar Esay. Why? Because there's Oz Habei Masheh Tachelu, and it lists off all the kosher animals. An animal that has Malager Mafris Parsa, a fish that has Snapa Vekaskesis, and so on, a bird that has the right simon. And it doesn't say a word about eating human flesh. So the Rambam understands that there's a Nisar Esay. It's not a Nisar Lois Esay, it's a Nisar Esay thief. If you have a dead body, so Mesa Zosa Bano. Most told only may say Yisrael, may say Yaakov, Amin, HaTorah, they're not Osaban, oh, it's a Chumrah. The Ramon, the end of Yeridei, writes a Chumrah, Midirabbanon, that the Rishonim introduced. and Meisei Akam should be also Bano. But in Atayra, Meisei Akam Amuta Bano. And Nishken Meisei Akam, let's say you have Basar from a living person. For some reason or another, they cut off Basar. So that's not called the Meis Asa Bano. Is there an Isar Achila? So the Ramah holds it's an Isar, the Reis and Isar Esse. And the Ramban disagrees, but the Ramah holds that there isn't even an Isar Esse. So the Ramban, the Magen Mishnah quotes the Ramban who disagrees with the Rambam. So yes, on the Ramam, how can you say that Bisar Rodem has an Isar Dereis and Isar Esseh, Bzos HaBema Shetachelu, and if it's Bisar Rodem, there's no Heter. So the Gemara says the Chol Avisha is Mutta. How can Chol Avisha be Mutta? It should be Yotzim and Atami Tami. So the Magen Mishnah comes, so the Ramban says, this is a Hechacha that the Ramam is wrong. The Ramban, in asking his Kasha, presenting his proof against the Ramam, is clearly assuming that Yotze Min HaTamei Tamei doesn't only apply when it's Yotze from an Isa that has a Loise Esse, like Bas Hayana. If you eat a Yana, if you eat the Sar Hayana, there's a Loise Esse. So the Ramban obviously thinks that even Yotze from an Isa Esse also is an Isa Deraisa of Yotze Min HaAsa Rasa. So that's why he asked, if the Ramam holds that the Saradim has an Isa Esse, the Chol Avisha should have an Isa Deraisa. Magen Mishnah comes to defend the Rambam, so he says, maybe the Rambam's opinion is that Yotze Min HaAsa Rasa only applies if you have an Isar Loise Esse. If you have an Isar Esse, there's no Isar of Yotze. And then we looked in the Rambam when he, in Perek Dalet, I think it was, in Perek Vav, a little later in Hilchas Machalas Nasus, it's kemat explicit in the Rambam like that. It's not just that the Magen Mishnah is making a suggestion, it's practically explicit in the Rambam that Yotze Min HaAsa Rasa only applies a Yotze from an Isa that has a Loise Esse, Shaloikim Olav. Mashma, if you're not Loikim Olav, there's no din of Yotze Min HaAsa. Where did the Rambam get it from? So the Pashtus is, that's what the Pasuk means. Eretz Havas Cholav is Vash. Not that Cholav is a Yotze Min HaKlal. No, the Pasuk teaches me that since Behema Bechaya Becheska Sisa is only an Isa Rese Aveinu Zvucha, the way Tosis learned, it's only an Isa Rese Aveinu Zvucha, so the Havamina would have been all milk in the world should be Asa, Yotze Min HaAsa Rasa even applies. If the Isa that it's Yotze from only has an Isa Rese, so the Pasuk tells me Cholav Advash, the Cholav is Mutter, Yotze from an Isa Rese is Mutter. The din of Yotze Min HaAsa only applies if it's an Isa Loises. So that's apparently how the Rambam understood. The Pasuk, Geret Halas Cholav Advash, comes to teach us to modify the din, to limit the din, to restrict a little bit this din of Yotze Min HaAsa. The Shach is quoting all the Rishonim who are in disagreement with the Rambam. They hold that Cholav is Mutter, but Meimei Cholav is Asa. Why is Meimei Cholav Asa? Because it's not Milchik, it's Paravan. The Gzeres HaKosav is a Yotze Min HaKlal. The Klal should be Yotze Min HaAsa is Asa, even by an Isar Esse. Beimem B'chaya B'cheskes Isar Ha'meres is Ein Ezvucha, an Isar Esse. So Yotze Min HaAsa is Asa, even from an Isar Esse, like the Ramban holds. And Cholav is an exception to the rule. And that's why some Rishonim hold that Meimei Cholav is Takosa. He says, we don't Paskin like that. Because we hold that Meimei Cholav is Cholav. Ha writes one of the Zion Mashkim. That was the Rosh's right. It's one of the Zion Mashkim. So the Zion Mashkim is only Cholav, is the one. So you see, Meimei Cholav is also Cholav. I, how come it doesn't make Basa B'Cholav? It's Cholav without Tam Cholav. If you have Basa without Tam Basa, you have Cholav without Tam Cholav. So it's a din, because there are Bisha Lasa Torah, the whole Bisa or Basa B'Cholav only applies. If you have Basa and Cholav, each one has the Tam Basa and the Tam Cholav, and you're blending them together. But if you have Cholav that doesn't have Tam Cholav, a Basa that doesn't have Tam Basa, so that doesn't count for Basa B'Cholav. So the Shach proves it, V'haraya, that the Rishonim asked the question, how do you know that eggs are Mutter? Why shouldn't eggs be us? All eggs come from a live animal. Should be a Yotze Min HaAsa, should be us. Not that they're asking that the egg should be an Evim and Achai. Egg is not an Evim and Achai. There's no Basa, there's no Gidin, there's not Thomas. An egg is an egg. But it means it should be a Yotze Min HaAsa, because the hen, the live bird, is Eino Zvucha. So it should be Yotze Min HaAsa, Rasa. So he says, some Rishonim said the Pasuk of Eretz Havas Cholav Advash covers Beitza also. That's the Rambam. Those Rishonim say like that. They say the Pasuk Eretz Havas Cholav Advash is not an exception to the rule that Cholav is Mutter. No, it modifies the rule, that the rule only applies when there's an Isa Loise Esse. When the Isa from which it's being Yotze is only an Isa Esse, so the din of Yotze Min HaAsa doesn't apply. But the other Rishonim, the Rabbi Natami quotes from the Shari Dura, the Rabbi Natami is bothered with the Kasha. Rabbi Natami said the mocker to prove that that the eggs are mutter is another pasuk in Chumash. If you look on in the Gilya Marsho, on this shachs of cut and test. The shach just quotes Rabbeinu Tam, Ilab di godei lo kof naf, the last line in the shach. Both kas Rabbeinu Tam, not the last line. It's two lines before the last. Both kas Rabbeinu Tam, hafila beitz imam mishal yasuris, even eggs from a kosher hen would have been awesome. Mishim eiv menachai. It doesn't mean eiv menachai. The eggs are not eiv menachai. Would have been yotzim in her osur. Because a live hen is an eiv menachai. The way Rashi learns, beim b'chaya b'cheska sisir, means an eiv menachai. Or the way Taisa says, it's not eiv menachai, it's a zvucha. So he says, ilav digoli lan kro, dushar, if not for the fact that you have a posuk, what's the Rabbeinu Tam's posuk? So we don't have it in Taisa, but the Shari Duri quotes this. And the Gil Yamar Shor, Shlame Ega, on the bottom of the page, quotes this. That the posuk says, by the mitzvah, shiluach hakan, shalech tishalach haseim, v'sabonim tikach loch. So the Gemara has a drasha, the Tanoi make a drasha in the Mishnah, tik loch loch below liklovecha. The din of shiloh hakan even applies. Ve'im rabetz asalo efrechem ol abeitzim. From the simple reading of the pasuk, it sounds like this hen laid these eggs. This bird laid these eggs. And the Mishnah says beferish, it doesn't have to be so. There can be, it has to be a kosher bird and it has to be a kosher egg. But it doesn't have to be the egg from this bird. It could be a hen sitting on a duck's egg, or sitting on a different kind of an egg. It doesn't have to be the egg from the same, doesn't even have to be from the same type of a bird. It can be from a different kind of a bird. You just require that the bird should be a kosher bird and the egg should be a kosher egg. Because the pasuk says, Shalech tishach haseim v'sabonim tikach loch, so the Mishnah makes a drasha tikach loch v'lo l'klavecha. If the egg is from a treif, a bird, a min tameh, and you're not allowed to eat it, so then the whole mitzvah of shiloh hakan doesn't apply. So the shiluach hakan mitzvah only applies if the egg is kosher, muta b'achila. So it's a beferish pasuk that eggs from a kosher bird are muta b'achila. That's Rabbeinu Tam's right. So that's what the shach is saying. In order to declare that you have an isa eiv menachai, it doesn't have to be that this thing is an eiv menachai. Anything that's a yotzei from a live animal should be a yotzei min ha'asa, should be asur. We needed a pasuk to say the cholav is mutar. We needed another pasuk according to Rabbeinu Tam to say that beitza is muteris. So he says over here, if you have a tanegolus that has the beitzim attached and you bang the tanegolus that the egg should fall out, so he says that's an iser of minachai. It's not flesh. It's not basa. No, the Shulchan Aruch says over here, beitzim gemurah here in sifhei in teizayin sifhei, beitzim gemurah is. You have chel ben chalman, even though it's still more begidden as paravet. So it's not beitzosa kibisora. It's not dina kibosa. It's a beitzo. It's a different entity. It's paravet. But he says still it's going to be governed with the dinim of yotzim in ha'aser. It's still going to be a din of eivim menachai. So that's why it says in simin peivav these two don't have to be connected. Just because something is paravet doesn't necessarily follow. There's not going to be eiv menachai. Even mamish beitzim that are in the refrigerator for a whole week, there's also a problem of yotzim and hasa should be yosa. So that we say no, we have a pasuk tikach loch v'lo l'klovecho, but kozman the beitz is still attached to the mura begidin, so that pasuk doesn't apply. The pasuk is only talking when it's nitlash legamri. Kozman is still attached. You do have the problem of yotzim and hasa should be yosa. So if hika tanegoylis alznavo. And the hitila beitzim asura is because you don't have any heter for that.
In Simon Peivav, the Gilei Marshal quotes Chassam Sofer on this.
Yeah.
And Chassam Sofer there says that therefore for a guy there would be no heter. Because tikach loch.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Say that.
What in
he
this case?
So there might be listening either for Yisrael to make eggs for a guy.
Any egg.
Yeah.
Any egg for a guy.
Because the whole heter eggs in the first place, why it's not yotzman asur is because. It's because there's pasuk, so
yeah, but we usually assume that eggs and milk is mutar for nochem because we say mika midi de l'Yisrael shorei la el benoyah chasa. We say mika midi.
What's
similar to that? The Gemara has a different notion that mika midi. There is no such thing that for a Jew it's mutar, for a goy it's asa. The Jews have all the mitzvahs of bnei noach plus more. We have to enhance the observance of the mitzvah. We have to have more. So the Chassam Sofer says, in which case? In Siv Dalet is going to be also.
It's the first Gilei Marshal in Peivav.
The first Gilei Marshal I thought the Chasam Sofer talks about beitzim from an oif tameh, or beitzim from an oif treifa. He says beitzim from a kosher bird, which lemais is mutter for a Jew, a milk kosher milk that's mutter for a Jew to drink is mutter for the nochri also mikamidi. But if you have beitzim from an oif tameh, even though the nochri is permitted to eat the oif tameh, there's no iser oif tameh for him. But to eat the beitzim of the oif tameh, that'll be a yotzim and ha'asim. So there you don't apply mikamidi. That's the Chasam Sofer. You have to look again in the Chuvas Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer married his sister. Chasam Sofer's second wife, his first wife died, second wife died, he married the third one. So the second wife was the daughter of Rebbe Kivegan. So sometimes the Gilgamesh Marshal will refer you Ein Chuvas Gisi Chasam Sofer. Those were written after he married his sister. And then he has others. He wasn't yet married to his sister. He says Ein Chuvas Chasam Sofer. He didn't yet become his brother. So I think that's what the Chasam Sofer says. That if you have beitzim from an oif tomei, or beitzim from an oif treifa, where there is no mika midi, so then you're not allowed to give it to a nochri. Many other achrayim disagree, and they hold you still say mika midi. Since in principle, beitzim are not considered yotzim and hasa for us, the only reason why we're not allowed to eat beitzim of an oif tomei, or beitzim of a treifa, is because of yotzim and hasa, because of the treifa, because of the oif tomei. But not because of the fact, behema b'chaya b'cheskes Yisrael medes. And for the Ben Noach, there is no problem of Trefa, there is no problem of Oif Tomei. So other Achrenim disagree with the Chasam Sofer. And others disagree with the whole premise. That's Rav Shach has in his Sefer. He disagrees with the whole premise. He says the whole din of Yotzim and Hasar was only applies to Jewish people. How does that apply to Ben Noach? He says, Loimi boy, the Shitas HaRambam. He said, there's a machlekes tesis in the Rambam. What if you drink milk from a behemoth tomato? What if you eat eggs from an Oif Tomei? So if you eat bizarre behemoth tomato, or you eat the flesh of the oif tomei, you get malchus. What if you eat the yotzim and ha'aser? So teisu shita and chulan daf nun ches, where the Gemara has that pasuk, bas hayana, teisu shita is that you get malchus, and the Rambam is beferish that a yotzim and ha'aser, there is no malchus. So Rav Shach writes in his sefer on the Rambam, the loy meboy the shita, say Rambam, a yotzim and ha'aser is a new iser. So it's not that a yotzim and ha'aser is considered trefa, it's considered tmeya. It's not tmeya, it's not trefa. The new iser. So the new iser only applies to Bnei Noach, only applies to Bnei Yisrael, doesn't apply to Bnei Noach. But he says, even if you are like Tosafos, that you do get malchus on the Yotzim and Aser, he doesn't believe that Tosafos meant to say that it's mamish, the same iser as the original thing itself. He says, it doesn't apply to Bnei Noach. The din of Yotzim doesn't. He thinks the whole premise is incorrect. The whole pilpul at the Prima Godin with the Rebbe Kivegir and the Chasam Sofer and all of these Achrayim had, that maybe sometimes you're not allowed to give or sell milk or eggs to Bnei Noach if it's milk from a behemoth tomato, a behemoth treifa, or eggs from an oif tomei, and so on. He thinks the whole premise is not correct. That Yotzim and Ha'aser is only an issue by Yisrael. But Bnei Noach, the chlal, there's no shine.
I was going to ask you if it also applies to you.
Right, that's Rav Shachstein. He thinks that the whole premise that the Achrayim assumed was not accurate.
I mean, the Rambam holds like Shitas Tesis, Legabe Behema Tesis, not like Rashi, like Behema Chaya Tesis Yisroma?
Probably. We're guessing, I don't know. Probably the Rambam thinks that there's an Iser Essay. He probably understands Behema Bechaya Beches Kasisa means an Iser Essay. And the Havamina to us, the milk would have been a Yotzim and Hasar even applies to a Yotzim from an Iser Essay. And the Pasuk Geretz Avos Chol HaVadvash teaches me that Havamin is not correct. So that answers all the kashas. That's the teretz to why Meme Chol HaVamuter. That's the teretz to why Beitzim HaMuter. Because that's how the Rama formulates. Ha'yotzim in ha'isur shalokim olam.
Does he even mention the Yisr Venus
book? Not that I remember. But he has the Gemara. Behema b'chaya b'cheskes Yisr emeris. And he paskins Behema b'chaya lav levar emeris. Not Eivon HaChayim. So Lachar is forced into learning like that day in Taisa.
Does he ever say that Maksikinim is a Yisr?
I don't remember. You gotta research it.
Is there ever a case? There are cases where we don't say Mika Midi to Mutter Shabbat Anachi, no?
There are two sugyas. There's a sugya in Chulan Daf Lamed Gimel about Mika Midi, and then there's a sugya in Sanhedrin. So in Chulan Daf Lamed Gimel, it's a machloikis Samurai. The Rashba writes Although here it's a machlekes and you can't figure out how to pass him, but once you learn the Sanhedrin, the bar comes to the conclusion, say Mika Midi. So that's the psak. That we always say Mika Midi. Whatever is mutta for a Jew is mutta for a Nachriti. Salam Gimel Amid Al. And he says, the Rashboi writes this in clearly, he says openly, in disagreement with the Rambam. The Rambam in Sanhedrin paskins Mika Midi, and here he paskins, you don't say Mika Midi. The Rambam distinguishes. You don't say Mika Midi on each and every individual case. In the Klolim you say Mika Midi, but not on particular cases. Here, the Rambam paskins, you're not allowed to, when you shech the behema. So what do you cut first? First you cut the windpipe, and then the veshet, the food pipe is behind it. Once you cut the windpipe, the animal is still not nishchad. You have to shech shnei siman. So the lungs are no longer attached to the animal. So let the lungs become an evim and achai. So you shouldn't be allowed to eat lungs. Sometimes at weddings they serve lungs. Sometimes that's that stuff that you know what it is. A lot of times that's the lungs. They don't want to throw it out. So they mix in a lot of flavoring and they serve it at weddings. So the Gemara said the fairish lungs are mutta. So the answer is for a Jew, the Torah says that's the procedure of shechita, that's how you gotta go. So there's no isayv and achai, that's the way you do shechita. But the shadah, what about to a nochri? As far as a non-Jew is concerned, there is no halacha that this is the way you have to go. You don't have to shech the behemah. Shoot the animal, let it drop dead, and then you'll be allowed to eat everything because nadeila is mutta. But there is no halacha by the b'nei noyach that this is the way to go. So the Gemara has a machlokes amoraim. Are you allowed to feed lungs? Are you allowed to feed lungs to the b'nei noyach or not? Maybe it should be an Eivim and Achai. So that's the machlokes by the same Mikamidi. So the Rama paskins it's also to feed lungs to the b'nei noyach because you don't say Mikamidi. You only say Mikamidi in Klolim, in abstract, but on detailed cases, the Rama paskins don't say Mikamidi. So that's a machlokes in the Rishonim where they always say Mikamidi. Machlokes the Rambam and the Rashbo. Rambam and most of the Rishonim. Most of the Rishonim don't hold like that Rambam. They hold you always say Mikamidi like the Rashbo. Probably also say that if our ches says if I shechted a behemah tohira properly and it's muta liyisrael, that'll be muta for the b'nei noach as well. But if I shecht a horse and it's mifarcheses, so you can't say mika midi. So when we say even mifarcheses is also for a b'nei noach, it's mifarcheses on a behemah tmeo, or mifarcheses on a behemah tohira, you didn't do a shechita properly. But if you did a proper shechit on a behemah Torah, then most of the Rishonim will say Mika Midi. Since Lamaisa for the Jew it's Mutter, so for the Ben Noach also it'll be Mutter.
That's most of the Rishonim agree with the Rashba. You say Mika Midi all the time.
I think so. They equate the two sugyas, the sugya Sanhedrin and the sugya here, that they both use the same expression, Mika Midi, is there such a thing? That the Ben Noach also saw Shari, how can it be? Since it's Mutter for Ben Yisrael, there's Mutter for Ben Noach also. Most of the Rishonim, I think, equate the two Gemaras, that it's exactly the same. And since in Sanhedrin, that's the only way to go, you have to accept that answer. So we would accept that opinion here in Chulin as well. Yeah. That expression appears in the Gemara in the context of Gzeira de Rabbana. Here we're talking Mika Midi, we're talking about a Svara de Raisa. We're talking about a principle de Raisa based on Svara, no pasuk. The Gemara says, the Gemara says, a non Jew is not permitted to marry his mother. But if they both converted, so strictly speaking, Gershon is got cut in Shinal Dom, he's not related to her, so he's allowed to marry the mother. But Kadesh Lo Yomra, people shouldn't say Bonim Gdusha Hamur, Gdusha Kala, calls man, we were non-Jews, we weren't allowed to live with each other, the child with the mother. Now that we converted, life is easier, everyone should become a Jew, it's easier to, life is much easier. So Kadesh Lo Yomra, Bonim Chashmur, Gdusha Kala, so they made a Chumer Midrabbanon, that whatever arise that were also before, remain also Midrabbanon now. So that's the reasoning to make an Issa Derabban. But the reasoning is a Svara Deraisa. This is Mika Midi, is a Svara Deraisa. There we use that Svara Deraisa to introduce a Gzera Derabban, to prohibit the Kroibis Hager. Okay, so that was Sif Hei, the story with the Beitz. Okay. I left that when we were reviewing. So I left that, how can you leave that out? The famous Dogel Mervaba on Sif Gimel. Dogol Mirvodan Sif Gimel has a comment. It says in Shulchan Aruch that Basa B'cholav De'araisa doesn't apply if it's a behemoth tameya, if it's a horse meat or pork. What if it's a behemoth tahira, but it's nevela meat? You buy meat in the A&P, it's from a bull, it's from a cow, cow's meat, or from a lamb, whatever, a sheep, whatever, but it's nevela. So that's behemoth tahira, that's not a behemoth tameya. So the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that there would be a din of Basa B'chola. So the Nodi Yehuda, in his commentary, the Dogel Mevava, he raises an issue. Maybe I should say, Einis Achal Alisa. Maybe I should say that since the Nevela meat is there, already has an Isa, Nevela stuff, I'm going to cook it with milk, I should say, Einis Achal Alisa, the second Isa Basa B'chola can't be Chal on top of the first Isa. So the Gemara has a whole sugya. He's referring to the sugya. The Gemara has a whole sugya about Einis Achal Alisa. So the Dogel Mevava refers you to a Pirush HaMishnayos LaHarambam in Maseches Krisis. The Rambam wrote his Pirush HaMishnayos in Arabic, and then it was translated into Hebrew. So every so often the Rambam writes a funny expression, and when they translate it into Hebrew, so the translator writes V'yesh B'inyan Azed and the Kud and the Floor. And there is a fascinating note in this context. So this, the Rama has in a few places, the translation reads like that. So this one is the famous one. This is called the Nekuda HaNeflo. The Rambam's Nekuda HaNeflo. What does the Rambam say? He's bothered with Akasha. There is a Mishnah in Krisis. That's why the Pirush HaMishnayos is in Maseches Krisis. The Mishnah in Krisis says, Yesh Ochel Achila Achas, a person eats one kazais of food, and he's over six averis. He has to bring five chatos and a nosham, one isa on top of another isa on top of another isa. Everything piled up on top of each other. So one of the examples that the Mishnah has, the Mishnah is piling up isurim on top of other isurim. There's such a Mishnah in the end of Makkos also. Yesh Chorish Telem Echod, a farmer goes and he plows a farm and he gets eight times Malkus. The Mishnah in Makkos is talking about Malkus, and the Mishnah in Krisis is talking about Karban Chatos. He did a b'shegik. So how many chatos is he chay? So in both cases, you have to figure out there's the may or may not be an issue of isa chalalisa, ain isa chalalisa. So there is a machlokes satanaim whether isa chalalisa or not. So we pass in halacha lemaisa in principle ain isa chalalisa with three exceptions to the rule. If it's an isa basachas, if both isurim will chal simultaneously, then you can say isa number two can be chal on top of isa number one. They both chal simultaneously. So in Isa Basachas, that's a double poshet. Everybody should agree to that. But Isa Chalalisa, which one are you going to throw out? And then there are another two exceptions to the rule where we, the different opinions in Tanaim, but we pass in Lalacha that Isa Chalalisa, if the second Isa is either an Isa Moisif or the second Isa is an Isa Koilo. Isa Moisif means the first Isa was a lesser degree. And the second Isa is more encompassing. So the Mishnah in Krisis has an example. I have a behemoth kulin. So the chalef of the behemoth kulin, that animal is walking around. So the chalef shebo, certain fats are rosa, other fats are mutter. So the fats that are rosa have an Isa koris if you eat it. Then the farmer is magdish his behemoth. So now he makes an Isa on the whole animal. So before the Isa, chalef is only on the chalef. Now he makes an Isa me'ile on the whole animal. So chalef, if you eat chaylev b'shoigeg, you chayev chatos. Because the rule is kol shezdan koris, you should give us a chatos. The one who eats chaylev adam is b'mezid is chayev koris. If you eat chaylev adam b'shoigeg, or if you machal shabbos b'shoigeg, eat on Yom Kippur, eat chametz b'pesach, whoever violates an avera b'shoigeg, which if he would have violated the avera b'mezid, would have been chayev koris. If he violates a b'shoigeg, he's chayev chatos. But then he goes and he's magdish the behemah, and someone didn't realize, and then he eats the chaylev of that behemoth. So he's in violation of a double aveira. He's moel behegdish. When you eat something that belongs to you, nenem and hegdish, you're moel behegdish. You're not chay bechatos. Moel behegdish is not chay koris. It's a question whether there's misa b'day shemaim. Hizid b'mila. If a person violates mila behegdish memezid, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a machlokes satanoim. The Gemara has a whole brisa on daf pe gimel, a tosefta. The Gemara has a whole listing. Elish b'misa. Because we have in Sanhedrin a series of Mishnayos, Elein Haniskolim, Elein Hanisrofim, Elein Hanaharogim, Elein Hanachnokim. Then you have Elein Hagoylin in Makkos. Then you have Elein Haloikin. And then the Tosefta adds on, that's what the Ramban writes, that Makis is one Mesichta with Sanhedrin. Makis is a Hemshech of Sanhedrin. Ramban writes in Muhammad because you have Elohim HaGoylin, Elohim HaLoikin is a Hemshech of Elohim HaNechnokin, Elohim HaNiskol, and so on. Then you have the Tosefta, then you have the Mishnah beginning of Krisis, lists off all the Lamed of Krisis, Amur is Batur. And then you have a Tosefta that's quoted in the Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Gimel, Daf Pei Dalet, Ve'elusheb Misa, listing of all of the people who did a very small list, a very short list. There are 36 Averis that Yechayv Koris for. But how many Averis are there that Yechayv Misa V'dei Shemayim? Misa V'dei Shemayim is less of an Oynish than Koris. Koris is considered more Chomer than Misa V'dei Shemayim. So Misa V'dei Shemayim, there are less than 10 Averis that Yechayv Misa V'dei Shemayim. So the Gemara quotes that Tosefta, Samachleikus HaTanayim, what's the din of Hizid B'mila? Somebody's Moel B'Hegdish B'mezid. Is Yechayv Misa V'dei Shemayim or Oichidnish? No Koris for sure. And a Machleikus whether there's Misa V'dei Shemayim. So the Mishnah says increases a person is magdish a behema. So before he was magdish it, only the chaylev had an isa koris. Now he's magdish it, the whole behema has an isa meila on it. So if he eats the chaylev b'shoigeg, so the Mishnah says he's chayv chatasachas the chaylev and he's chayv asham meilois and osham for being moil behegdish. Chayv one chatas one osham. So the Rishonim are bothered with the kasha. One should say ein isa chal. They ask a question. One should say ein isa chal al isa. How is the isa hegdish chal on top of the isa chaylev? The chaylev is already osir when the animal was born. It always had chaylev from day number one. And isa moel behegdish only sets in when the farmer, when the owner is magdashit. So until that time, the chaylev is ready osir. Why not say ein isa chal al isa? So you can say two answers. You can say the original behema, only the chaylev is osir. Once you magdish the whole behema, Migu that the Issa Kodesh is Chal on the rest of the behemoth. The rest of the behemoth was Mutter to eat before. If you would check that, it would all be Mutter. So Migu that the Issa Kodesh is Chal on the rest of the behemoth. So it's Chal also on the Chalev. That's called an Issa Koilo. The second Issa is more inclusive than the first Issa. The second Issa, Moel Behegdish, is Chal on the rest of the parts of the animal that were Mutter all along. So it's even Chal on top of, superimposed on top of the Issa of Chalev. That's called an Issa Koilo. And then you can also say that it's an Issa Moisif, that the first Isser of Chalev is only also Bachil and Mutta Ba'ano. I don't know Chalev is Mutta Ba'ano, it's a Beferish Pasuk. Chalev Nebele, Chalev Trefi also, Lacham Malacha, Bacha Lo Sachlu. So Beferish Pasuk, the Gemara in Psachim has a whole discussion. How do you know which Macholas Asuras are Mutta Ba'ano, which are Rasa? So the Gemara quotes a Pasuk for each one. So the Chalev, you have a Beferish Pasuk. He also Lacham Malacha, Chalev Nebele, Chalev Trefi also, Lacham Malacha is Mutta Ba'ano. So then when you magdish it, so the Issa Kodesh makes it that not only is the Chelev Asa Bachila, it's even Asa Bahano. That's the Issa Mila Behegdish, it's an Issa Hano. So you can say it's an Issa Moisa. So the Rambam writes like that. Rambam Tosis writes in Chulin that Hegdish is Chal on top of Chelev. Why? Because it's an Issa Moisa. Because Migo that the Issa Kodesh is Chal on the rest of the animal, so therefore it's also Chal on top of the Chelev, it's an Issa Koilo. And not all the Tanaim subscribe to Koilo. There are Tanaim who believe in Moisif who don't believe in Koilo. There are always people against the Koilo institution. So there are always Tanaim who didn't hold. But we paskin like the Koilo. We paskin Issa Moisif. We paskin Issa Koilo. We paskin both. So the Rambam writes, the Rambam says, you don't have to come on to Issa Koilo. No, it's an Issa Moisif. The first Issa of Chela was only Issa Bachila. It was Mutabano. From day number one, the Chela was Mutabano. When you magdish the whole animal, said the chaylev now become the second Easter, is Issa Halal Heter. Originally it was Mutabano. Now when you magdish it becomes Osmano. So that's an Issa Moisif. There's an added dimension of Issa Hano and the second Easter, Mila Behegdish, that simply wasn't there on the chaylev from before. So that's how the Rambam reads the Mishnah. It's based on Issa Moisif. You don't have to command to the Machloikas Satanan whether you hold from Koilul or not. So then the Rambam is bothered with the Kasha. So if Issa Hano on top of Issa Achila is considered an Issa Moisif, so why does the Gemara say Hamavashel Cholav Bechelav? Someone cooks milk with Chelav, so it's an issue of a Issa, and you eat it, so it's an issue of a Issa Chalal Iser. So why is it an issue of a Issa Chalal Iser? Basa Bechelav is Asa Mahano, and Chelav is only Asa Bechila Mutabano. So Hamavashel Cholav Bechelav, that's exactly, he's Magdish the animal. So the Issa Kodesh is Chal on top of the Issa Chela, because Kodesh adds a dimension of Issa Hano on top of an Issa Achila. The Rambam claims Hano on top of Achila is an Issa Moisif. So let every case of Mavash or Chol and Bechelev, let it be an Issa Moisif And the Gemara ignores that. The Gemara talks about, the Gemara has different possibilities, logical possibilities. The Gemara says you can say, for Bishul, you cook the Chola B'Chelev. So there's no prohibition against cooking Chelev, there's only an issa against cooking Basa B'Chelev. So the Gemara says, you cook Hamavashul Chola B'Chelev is probably like on the Bishul. And maybe one Amora is of the opinion that you even like on Achila, because there's a hekesh between Bishul and Achila. Since you're like on the Bishul, because that's Issa Chalal Heter, so you'd be like on Achila also. The other one makes a suggestion, maybe Faket, maybe since you ain't Issa Chalal Issa, you're not like on Achila, maybe you shouldn't be like on the Bishul either. The third one says, maybe I should split. On the Bishul, you will be like on Achila, I'll say ain't Issa Chalal Issa. How come the Gemara didn't raise? The Gemara has around five or six possibilities there. How come the Gemara doesn't raise this possibility? You should be Issa Chalal Issa, because the second Issa is an Issa Moisif. How come the Gemara doesn't say that? So Tosfos says, you see from this Gemara that Hanu on top of Achila is not called Issa Moisif. But the Rambam learns that that's what the Mishnah said increases. Hanu on top of Achila is an Issa Moisif. How do you distinguish between Hegdish Chal on top of Chalev as opposed to Bas B'chol of Chal on top of Chalev? Isn't it exactly identical? So that's what the Rambam writes. And the translation presents the Yesh B'inyan Hazed and the Kud and the Flaw. There's a fascinating Vart over here. He says you got to pay attention. So he says there's a fundamental difference between the Issa Hanoah Bas B'cholov and the Issa Hanoah Hegdish. The Issa Hanoah Hegdish doesn't start off as a Chepze of Macholos Asuras. If someone's Magdish a tape recorder, someone's Magdish a house, there's also an Issa Mi'ila B'Hegdish. Mi'ila B'Hegdish, whatever you're Magdish, has an Issa Mi'ila B'Hegdish. It starts off as an Issa Hanom. Hasheni came Basa B'cholov. Where does the Rambam put Hilchas Basa B'cholov? In the middle of Hilchas Macholos Asuras. If the flesh is Nifsal Me'achilos Adam before you cook it with the milk, or the milk is not fit for you because the milk is so spoiled, Nifsal Me'achilos Adam. So if it's not right, Achilos Adam, when you cook it in the first place, so there isn't going to be a din of Basa B'cholov. It doesn't get off the ground. If you cook milk and meat together, the milk is Roy L'Achila and the meat is Roy L'Achila. And it becomes Basa B'cholov, and then it becomes Nifsa Nachila. So then we say it remains Asa. That was someone showed me the Prima Gadim. Where was that? The Prima Gadim on the last paragraph in the Psicha Tehilchas Basa B'cholov has like that. And the Hoichocha, the last paragraph. And the Hoichocha was from the Mishnah in the end of Temurah. The Mishnah divides all these Surah Hanu into two categories. You have Nisrafim and you have Nigbarim. So it says in the Mishnah, difference Lahalacha, that Hanigbarim Afer and Asa. If you have Basa B'cholov, it's also mana, but there's no mitzvah to burn it. So Basa B'cholov is called Ben Hanigbarim. Why is it Nigbarim? Why do you have to bury it? That's Midirabbanan, you have to dispose of it. It's not like a maize, Kovetik Brenna Bayomahu. It's not a mitzvah, it's Kvura. By a maize, there's a mitzvah of Kvura. By Basa B'cholov, it's not a mitzvah of Kvura. It's a din Midirabbanan, you have to dispose of it. You shouldn't leave the Basa B'cholov around the house. Someone's going to eat it by mistake. You shouldn't eat even Macholos Asuras around the house. Someone's going to eat it. There's a hashash, that's a gemara, at the end of the first parak in Psochem. You're not allowed to eat non-kosher food around the house because one of the Jewish people, by mistake, may eat it. So for sure, if the thing is also manor, for sure you're not allowed to leave it around the house. So Basa B'cholov is men hadigvorim. It's not like a mei sodom that there's a mitzvah of kvur. It means you dispose of it. You have to dispose of it somehow. So the Mishnah says hanigvorim Afran Osir, Hanisrafim Afran Mutter. If you have Nisrafim, let's see, you have Pigal Noisa Tomi. So that's a mitzvah. It's a Raptas Anaisa Baish. So whenever there's a mitzvah to burn it, so then if the burn it turns into ashes, so Hanisrafim Afran Mutter. But Hanigbarim, if you'll burn Basa B'cholov, Afran Osir. So the people got to ask the Kasha, Hanigbarim Afran Osir. Once you burn the Basa B'cholov, it's ashes. It's not even right Lachilas HaKelev. Nismachilas Adam. It's even this machilas hakelub. So why does it still retain the yisr? So the answer is, you see from the Mishnah, one that din that you learn out from the pasuk. Osachol kol nevela lagerish avshachet nana b'chala machal anochri. You're not allowed to eat nevela. What do you do with it? Give it to a goy, sell it to a goy. And the Gemara is medayik from that. And avod izor daf samaches. The Gemara is medayik from that. That nevela haruy lager kruy in nevela. Nevela sheini kruy lager. Nevela sheini ruy lager. Eini kruy nevela. If you have non-kosher meat, you have pork or you have nevela, you have some non-kosher food and you leave it out of the refrigerator for a month, it becomes awful, it becomes spoiled, so the din is nifsa machilas adam is muta. It doesn't have to be nifsa machilas hakelev. Chometz is the only one has to become nifsa machilas hakelev. And that's a big discussion. The Prima Gaon quotes and the Chazon Ish quotes. All discussion in the Rishonim. Why? Why is Chametz different from everything else? Why isn't Kala Tarkula Nifs Machilos Adam is enough? Why is Chametz Befesach has to be Nifs Machilos HaKelev? That's a big Shaila Halacha Lamais, and the Chazon Ish has Kulos over there. But leaving out Chametz as an exception to the rule, and Kala Tarkula, once it becomes Nifs Machilos Adam, it's Mutta Bachilos. So that's only by Macholos Asuras that are Mutta Bahanoah. But if you have something that's Asa Bahanoah, so in order that it should become Asa Bahanoah, it has to be Roy Lachila to begin with. If it's not Roy Lachila, you can't label it as Macholos Asuras. Once it is Roy Lachila, and it becomes Neser Bachila and Neser Bahanoah, so the Yisanoah will remain even after it becomes Nifsa Machilos Adam. It'll remain on the island void, even Hanigbar Mafran Masr. Afranasi, even if you burn it and it turns into ashes, and it's clearly Nifs Machilas Hakel, is still going to be awesome. So the Rambam writes this distinction. He says the Issa Hanoah of Hegdish doesn't have to start off as an Issa Machilas Asuris. Issa Mila of Hegdish goes on tape recorders, goes on pens, goes on houses, goes on anything, on Svarim. Whatever is Hegdish is an Issa, you're not allowed to be Moel by Hegdish. It doesn't have to start off as an Issa Machilas. So when you have a behemah and a chelav is aser, and then you magdash it and it becomes aser b'hanoah, isa hanoah is chal on top of isa b'achila, that's an isa moiser. Because when it was chelav, it was muta b'hanoah, and this is a new dimension of isa that's added, isa hanoah, that's isa chal al hetan, because before it was hetan. But if you have hamavashal chalav b'chelav, you started off with chelav as aser b'achila. Then I cook the chelav with milk, and I make it aser b'hanoah. So you can't say over here the Issa Hanoah is Chal on top of Heter Hanoah, so it's Issa Chal al Heter, it's an Issa Moisir. He says, no, wait a minute, because the Bechola belongs to the category Macholos Asuris. It's not going to get off the ground. The Issa to begin with has to be a Chefza of Michael, it has to be Roy Lachilos Sodom. If you're going to use in the first place, when you cook the milk with the flesh, if the milk is going to be spoiled or the flesh is going to be spoiled, it's not Roy Lachilos, so the Issa Basa Bechola doesn't get off the ground. Has to start off as Macholos Asuras. Once it'll be Chal, the Yisra Achila, then I'll say, oh, it's Macholos Asuras. So not only is it Asa Bachila, it's also Asa Bahanoah. And the Yisra Anol will remain even after it'll become Nifsal Me'achila Sodom. It's not going to help Afron. If you'll burn it, Hanigbarim, Afron Asa. The issues are still going to be Asa. So the Ramam writes, in order for the Yisra Hanoah Basa Bachalov to be Chal, you require first that the Yisra Achila should be Chal. This achila can't be chal on top of chelav because they nisa chal al isa. And basa b'cholav has to start off, initially has to start off as a chefza of macholos asuras. So since the isa achila can't be chal on top of the isa achila of chelav, the isa no can't be chal on top of that either. So the Rabbi Yehuda quotes this Rambam in his Dogel Mervava Ha'oris on Siv Gimel. So he says, according to the Rambam, it should follow that not only Bisar Behema Tmeyo, the Mishnah only says Bisar Behema Tmeyo, is not subject to the laws of Basa B'chol. So he has a Chiddush, even Nevela. I should also say, Ein Isa Chal Al Isa. If you cook, I buy meat from the A&P, that's from a kosher animal, but it didn't have a proper Shechita. So it's Bisar Nevela from a Behema Torah, and I cook it with milk. So he says, according to the Rambam, I should say, Ein Issa Chal Al Issa. The Issa Achila Bas B'cholav cannot be superimposed on top of the Issa Achila of Nevela. And since the Issa Achila can't be superimposed, Ein Issa Chal Al Issa, so the Issa Hanoah Bas B'cholav can't be Chal either, so it's Mutta B'Hanoah. That's what the Dogel Mevava says. So then he says, and even though Tosis disagrees, Tosis writes in Chulin, Tosis says that that Mishnah increases that says that the Issa Me'ila B'Hegdish is superimposed on top of the chelev, so Tosfos says it's because of Issa Koilo. Migu that the Issa Meila, the Issa Hegdish is chal on the rest of the behema, that's chal on top of the chelev as well. Tosfos says that Hano on top of Achila is not called Issa Moisiv. The reason for the Mishnah increase is because of Issa Koilo. Hano on top of Achila is not called Issa Moisiv. So according to Tosfos, he says he thinks that if you have a mokum hefsid, there's room to be makel to rely on this idea that he brought up, that that ein iser chalal iser, since the iser achila with the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah, the iser achila of basa b'cholov cannot be chal on top of the iser achila of nevela, ein iser chalal iser, and once the iser achila basa b'cholov is not chal, so the iser hanoah can't be chal. It has to start off with the iser achila. Yeah, that's what two lashonos in the Gemara, whether are you over on loy sevashel if you know that there isn't going to be an iser achila. So one opinion holds there can't be an iser, it can't be loykan bishul. The definition of bishul, the iser bishul, is not to create a chefza basa b'cholov. If there isn't going to be an iser achila, so there's no iser bishul either. And the other opinion, we pass like the other opinion, that there is an iser of loy sevashel. So we thought, how can that be? But l'charedi, the nature of the iser bishul basa b'cholov is not to create. We had rise from the Gemara when we first started learning. We had hoichachas from the Gemara that the nature of the iser bishul is not to create a chefza of basa b'cholov. So we said the reason why there is an iser bishul, there is malchus, is because even though ein iser chalal iser, but we quoted a Gemara in the Yevamos that ein iser chalal iser is only with respect to nisa, malchus, and chatos, onshin, only with respect to onshin. But the second iser is iser chalal iser, only with respect to the onshim of kores and chatos and nisa and malchus. All the sugis in the Gemara, where the Gemara talks about any iser chalal iser, is always going to get to onshim. So the Gemara has in Yevamos, where's the daf lamed dalet, I think. So the Gemara presents it at one point that there's a machlokes hatanoim, whether you say any iser chalal iser with respect to lukover bein shoyim gemurim or not. The Kavod Ben Shom Gemurim is a din that you're not permitted to bury Nochrim Eitzel Yisraelim, that says in Parshas Chayisora. When Sora Imenu died, so they offered Avram Avinu B'mivcha Kavareinu Kavaris Meisecha, and he says, I'm not allowed to. You're not allowed to bury Yisraelim next to Nochrim. You have to have a separate Beis HaKvaris. So that's Beferish in Chumash. Then we have another din that's not Beferish in Chumash, but it's Beferish in Novi, in Sefer Melachim. You're not allowed to bury a Tzadik next to a Roshah. Because the Pasuk says in Malachim, what happened was when Elisha Navi died, what happened again? When Elisha Navi died, so the Pasuk says, by mistake they buried him next to a Rasha. I forgot about the whole story. So the Rasha had a Tchias HaMesim, and he walked away and he dropped dead somewhere else. So why did the Rabban Shalom make a miracle that Tchias HaMesim should occur? So the Gemara says, in order not to be in violation of this din of Ben Kerb and Tzadik, Eitzel Rosh, you're not allowed to bury a Tzadik next to Rosh. So then the Gemara says, not only are you not permitted to bury a Tzadik next to Rosh, you're not permitted to bury a Rosh Chomer, Eitzel Rosh Kal. So if I know that one person did 1,000 Averis, another person did 100 Averis, if someone's keeping track, who keeps track? How do I know what you do behind closed doors? How do you know what I do? No one really knows. So that's why we have every organization has their own cemetery. Lubavitch has their own cemetery, and Satmar has their own cemetery, and the Yekis have their own, and the RCA has their own, and the Mizrahi has their own. Each group has their own. They assume that all the people that belong to that group, more or less, violate the same number of Averis. So they're Makba. They don't want to bury Tzadik next to Russia. They don't want to bury Russia Chomer next to Russia Kal. So each group has their own Beis HaKvaris. So the Gemara has a Shaila. What if someone would theoretically be keeping track? I know that two people did 100 Averis each. Each one did 100 Averis. But one of the 100 Averis that he did was a situation of Ein Iser Chalal Iser. Really, that Avera, that act that he did, should really count as two Averis. But the Halacha says Ein Iser Chalal Iser, the second Iser is not Chal. So do you say the second Iser is absolutely not Chal at all? Zero? So he did 100 Averis, he did 100 Averis. So they say, no, the second Iser can't be superimposed on top of the first Iser with respect to Onshim, with respect to Misa. If the first Iser only gives a Misa of Chenek, and the second Averis should give a Misa of Skilo, so I say, Ein Iser Chalal Iser, the second Iser is not Chal, he doesn't get Skilo. I would say, Ein Iser Chalal Iser, he's not Chayv Tu Chatos. He's not Chayv Chatos for the second Aver, there wouldn't be Malkus for the second Aver. So the Gemara says one opinion in the Tanoim is that Ein Iser Chalal Iser is only mitigated to Onshim, but Lekover Beinu Shoyim Gemurim, with respect to not burying the two next to each other, the Atana holds that Iser is Chalal Iser. So then Rebbe Yehuda has a tshuva where he writes based on the Kalalei HaPsak and Erevin, this machlegs Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, I think machlegs Hatanaim here in Yivam is Daf Lamed Dalet. They said based on the Kalali Hapsak, we should pass from like the Tana who holds Iser is Chalal Iser with respect to Lekover Ben Shoyim Gimur. So that's what all of the Achrayim take issue with this dogma of Ovar. The Darki Tshuva quotes the Prima Gadim and all the other Achrayim, they all ask. It's not always gehalt and it's not correct. Since, with respect to Lekover Ben Shoyim Gimur, the second Iser is Chal, so the Iser Bosa B'cholav is Chal on top of the Iser of Chela. Except that there won't be any Malkus for eating when you eat this. You'll only get Malkus once for eating Chalev. You won't get a second Malkus for eating the Basa B'chalev. But there will be an Yisra Achila Basa B'chalev and Kovah Ben Yishoyim Gemurim. So once the Yisra Achila is Chal, then you get to the Basa B'chalev, so the Yisra Anah should be Chal. Maybe there won't be Malkus on Hanah, also not, because since there's no Malkus on Achila, there won't be Malkus on Hanah. Okay, it's a different discussion. But there certainly should be. That's why Rav Achrayim disagree with this dogma of Abba. They all say that we should really accept that opinion, and we really do accept that opinion, Yivam is Daf Lamed Dalet, that with respect to the Kovah Ben Yishoyim Gemur, we hold that Iser is Chal al Iser, the second Iser is Chal.
Very often isn't that against the Rama? This nakuda, meaning that if there's no Isra Achila from the middle of Isra Anah, can't be standing? Or is it? I mean, once it's Nisla Me'achila.
No, the Rambam just asks on the Gemara, why is Basa B'cholav not Chal on top of Chalav and Basha Chalav B'Chalav? Let it be Chal. And when he eats it, he should be like a Stein. He should be like for Basa B'cholav, he should be like for the Chalav. So the Rambam says, if you would have an independent Isa Hanoh, Hegdish is an Isa Hanoh, Abed Azar is an Isa Hanoh. Abed Azar, the Nachri worships a totem pole. It doesn't start off as Macholas Asuris. It's not a Hilchas Macholas Asuris. It's an Hilchas Abed Azar. Abed Azar Zasamanoh doesn't start off as an Isra Achila. He says, but the Bechalim has to start off as an Isra Achila. So since Ein Isa Chalalisa, so the Isra Achila is not going to get Malkus. The Rambam just explaining why there's no. Why there's not going to be Malkus for the Achila? Why don't you say that Basa B'cholav should be able to be superimposed on top of Chalev, and you should get twice Malkus for eating the Chalev that was in Basa B'cholav? So he says he can't. The Yisra Achila can't get off the ground. You don't say, the Yisra Hanoah is Chal, and you'll be like if leader. No, for the Yisra Hanoah to be Chal, you have to first declare the Yisra Achila is Chal. Yisra Achila has to be able to be Chal on its own 2 feet. And again, Achila on top of Achila, Zain Isa, Chal al Isa.
Isra Achila is taken away, the Isra Hanoah can still stand.
The Isra Hanoah can still stand, yeah, we have it by Nipsal Me'achila, that was that Prima Gadim. Chaim writes like that also, the same thing. That the halacha that says that the Nevela Sheni Rui Lager, Eni Kuri Nevela only applies to Macholas Asuras that are Muta Banoah, but Macholas Asuras that are Asa Banoah. So in order that it should become Asur, the flesh has to be Roy L'Achila Sodom and the milk has to be Roy L'Achila Sodom. But once they're both Roy L'Achila and the Isa Basa B'cholav is Chal, the Torah's Macholas Asur is then the Isa Hanoah is Chal, then the Isa Hanoah will linger on even after it's Nifsa Machila Sodom. He won't declare it's no longer a Michael. It doesn't have to remain a Michael. It has to be a Michael in order that the Isa should be able to be Chal. Once it's Chal, it'll remain. By Isuri Hanoah, the Klal of Nifsa Machila Sodom doesn't apply. So in connection with this Nakuda in the floor, we mention that there is a Gemara in Psochim in the second Perek, but the Gemara says that if you eat Nevela Shaloi Kederach Achilosai, there's no Issa Deraisa. Let's say a person has in his freezer, he has non-kosher hot dogs, and it's hard like a rock. He takes it out and he starts eating it. Absolutely not normal. Who eats like that? Or he just cooked the ham and eggs, and he eats it, it's burning hot, and he's burning his tongue, he's burning his throat. A normal person doesn't eat it like that. So if you eat non-kosher food, shaloka derech achilosoi, the Gemara says it's mutam and ator. We pass on the Shulchan Aruch that it's osam and the Rabban. That's a simple reading of the Gemara Tzatzim Rabban. The Shach wants the Paschal like the Rav Yod, that it's even mutam at the Rabban. So Shach Gazari says, how can it be? It's against the Gemara. So the Gemara in second parak himself just says, Shalok Yoderach Achilosa is mutam and Atara, it's also at the Rabban. Then the Gemara says, let's say Shara Niskal. Shara Niskal, it says, Lo ye ochel es besora. It starts off and it's an Isra Achila, but it's also an Isra Hano. Nigmar Dino, also Bahano. So it's also Bahano. What if I'll eat the Shara Niskal, Shalok Yederach Achila, say? So it's Minatera, it's Mutter, it's only an Isra Midirabana. What if I'll get Hanoa, Shalok Yederach Hano Osa? I'll get some crazy kind of Hano, some absolutely insane kind of Hanos. Shalok Yederach Hano Osa. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. So the one opinion in the Gemara, machlokes Amorai. So one opinion in the Gemara, Shalok Yederach Achilos only applies by Achila. Achila, there's a circumscribed act, there's a Maisa Mesuyim that's called Achila. You take food, it has to go down the throat over here. That's called a Maisa Achila. So if that Maisa Achila is done in an abnormal fashion, I eat burning hot ham and eggs, or I eat ice cold, mamish, hot like a rack, hot dogs, nevela hot dogs. So Shalek Derech Achilas is not called Achila. Hano, there is no specific form to violate Isa Hano. Hano is Hano, whatever, however you get Hano. You sell it and you get paid money, you get Hano. I sit on it, I need a chair to sit on. So I use the Shara Niskal to sit on. So a million and one different ways to imagine a case of Hano. So how can one opinion? How can you say Shalok Yederach Hano? There's no specific circumscribed act. There's no Maisa Mesuyim that's required in order to violate Isa Hano. Whatever is Hano is Hano, and we don't paskin like that anymore. We paskin that Shalok Yederach Hano is only midirabbanan. Min Atar is mutter. Shalok Yederach Hano is only also midirabbanan. So then the Gemara says that there are two exceptions to the rule. Vasa b'chalav and kloy hakerem are two exceptions to the rule. That even shalok ederach achilos, even shalok ederach hanosai, will still constitute an isa deraisa. The Gemara says those are the only two exceptions to the rule. Vasa b'chalav and kloy hakerem. The Gemara gives a reason why. Gemara says because the lek siv be'achila. The word shalok soichal doesn't say that. So Tosis writes in one place. Tosis writes in Avodah Zarah in one place that Avodah Zarah should be Asa Bano, even Shalok Yederach Hano should be Asa Bano. And Tosis writes in another place, maybe Hegdish should also be Asa Bano, even Shalok Mila Behegdish should be Asa, even Shalok Yederach Hano. Why should that be so? So you usually assume that the beer is like this. The first Amora held there in Sochim, that Shalok Yederach Hano doesn't make sense at all. Shalok Yederach Achilos, Achilos is a Maisa Mesuyim. What's called Achilas? If that Maisa Achilas is done in an abnormal fashion, ice cold or burning hot, or he mixed in, he has delicious nevela goulash, then he pours in ink, and now it tastes awful. Now the whole food tastes awful. So that Shalok Yederach Achilas. So he puts in too much pepper, he puts in too much salt, he puts in whatever, too much flavoring of something. Now it tastes awful. So if you eat it, Shalok Yederach Achilas, so that's mutam and atur. So if you have an iser that starts off as an iser achila and extends also kol makom shenema layochel asachlo d'stacha eicher iser achila v'achad iser hano b'mashma, it extends into hano. So then you say even shalok derech hanosoi is also only an iser derabbon. It's not going to be an iser derais. But by hegdish and by avodah zarah, where the Rambam and the Pirush Hamishnayis there increases says. The Rambam's talking about Hegdish, and Tosfos talking about Avodah Zarah. So the Pashtus says, by Hegdish and by Avodah Zarah, it doesn't have to start off as an Isra Achila. The fellow can worship a totem pole, sticks and stones. Or the fellow can be Magdish a tape recorder. He can be Magdish a set of Svarim. He doesn't have to be Magdish Dafka food. So you can say that the Isra has to start off as an Isra Achila. So whenever the Isra starts off as an Isra Hanoa, then everyone should agree that the Pashtus should be like that opinion. It says everyone should agree that Shalok Yederach Hanosu should be an Isa Derais. So even though the Gemara only has two exceptions to the rule, the Gemara Pesachim in the second parak only says there's an exception to the rule by Basa B'cholov, and the other exception to the rule is Kloy HaKerem. The Gemara gives a reason why. So Taisa says, yeah, that's by Basa B'chalam and Kla Akerim. It really does start off as an Isra Achila. And Isra Achila has to start off as Macholas Asuris. And then not only did we say it's Asa B'chila, it's even Asa B'hanoah. Like, the same as the Ramam and the Pirush HaMishnayis. So I really should have said that Shloka Derech HaNoah should have been Mutter. So these two are exceptions to the rule based on the Loshan HaPasuk. But by Hekdesh and Avodah Zarah, they're not even exceptions to the rule. The rule simply doesn't apply over there. There the Isra starts off as an Isra HaNoah. So the Pashto says that those Taisusin, the Taisus by Avodah Zarah and the Taisus by Hekdesh, the two different Taisusin, that makes good sense. Why should Shloka Derech HaNoah should really be Asur by both of them? I don't remember the whole Hishtalshalus Advarim, how we got to it, but someone just reminded, one of the Talmidim reminded me, it's a problem, how come only one person reminded me, someone else should have pointed out also, that when we were going through the topic the first time, somehow we spoke about all the different Yisurim involved in Avodah Zarah. So we said the Avodah Zarah itself is Asa B'Hanoah, then the Noye Avodah Zarah is Asa B'Hanoah. Let's say you have a statue and you put the necklace on the statue. So they don't deify the necklace, they deify the statue. But the necklace is Noy Avodah Zarah. Or you have Mishamshi Avodah Zarah. You have an altar or you have a frying pan where they burn incense or they have a sack and shel shechita. They use the Shech Karbonah. So Mishamshi Avodah Zarah are Asa B'Hanoah. So you have the Avodah Zarah itself is Asa B'Hanoah. And Noy Avodah Zarah is Asa B'Hanoah. Mishamshi Avodah Zarah is Asa B'Hanoah. And Tikrubis Avodah Zarah is Asa B'Hanoah. So the first time around, we were talking about the four different categories in Avodah Zarah, and I made a mistake, and I said incorrectly that there's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, where the Yaya Nesach is an Issa Deraisa and Issa Derabbanan. So the Rambam holds that Yaya Nesach is an Issa Deraisa based on a separate pasuk. And the Ramban asks, why do you need a separate pasuk? Yaya Nesach is a chelek of Tikruvus Avodah Zarah. So the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam, but he also agrees that Yai Nesach is also an Atara. Stam Yainam, that a Nochri manufactures wine, we don't know one way or the other whether he was Menasachit. That's Beferish in the Gemara, that's only the Rabbana. Stam Yainam is only the Rabbana. But Yai Nesach, Mamish literally in Isnasach, Labadizara, so that's not a Machlokes, the Ramam and the Ramban. They both agree that it's an Issa Deraisa. They just argued they need a separate Pasuk. So the Rambam, for some reason or another, has a separate Issa for Yai Nesach, not included in Tekrubis Abedizor. The Ramban is Masik in the same Mitzvah. He said, what do you need a separate Pasuk? It's Mamish Tekrubis Abedizor. It's included in the other Pasuk. You don't need two Pasukim. And he picks on the Rambam. Why did the Rambam writes that if you eat Yayin Nesach, it's included. The Rambam also writes in the Sefer Mitzvah. It is included in Tekrubis. So you should get twice Malkus. What do you need? Nochah Pasuk there. Twice Malkus. You're getting Malkus anyway, based on Tekrubis. Why should you need an additional Pasuk that you get Malkus an additional time because of the separate Isra of Yai Nesach? Okay, so that was, we were moving far off base. Okay. So let's see, so we finished Vivav. Good. Let's see, Sivav, Hamushal B'chami Tveria. Yeah, if you cook B'chami Tveria, so the Gemara says, on Shabbos there's an Issa Bishul, so it's only the Issa Bishul on Shabbos is only if you cook the Ur or the Toldos Ha'ur. The Chamei Tveria is a question in Tanoim. Machlokes HaTanoim, the Gemara has in Perikir, in the third Perik of Masechet Shabbos, how do the Chamei Tveria, the natural hot springs, how do they become hot? Is it considered Toldos Ha'ur? Is there some kind of molten lead that's considered like Eish? And the Chamei Tveria told us the source, Mirasha B'Chamei Tveria is real Bishul. Or do you assume no? So we assume Chamei Tveria is not considered told us the Ur. So if you cook, let's say I want to cook some eggs on Shabbos, I take a raw egg and I put it into Chamei Tveria and it gets cooked. So the Gemara says that that's not going to be an Issa Deraisa. Then the Mishnah is going to discuss, is there an Issa Derabbana there? Sometimes there will be, sometimes there won't be an Issa Derabbana. But an Issa Deraisa there won't be. So the Gemara said the same. Amavashal, there's a din by Korban Pesach. Al techman and do bashal mavushal b'mayim. If you eat the Korban Pesach bashal mavushal b'mayim, you're mevatel the mitzvah kiim tzliyesh. You're not the kind of mitzvah sesi of eating Korban Pesach kiim tzliyesh. And you're over on a loy sesi of al techman and do bashal mavushal. So the Gemara says the loy sesi that you're looking for is only bishloi be kli rishon. But if bishloi b'chami Pesach she bishloi b'chami Tveria, ain't like him all of, because it's not told the sesh, it's not called bishul. That's if the Achranim have a whole pilpul. What do you mean? The Korban Pesach you have to shecht in Yerushalayim. So he takes it to Tveria. He puts it in Chamitah. He says, Nifsal B'yotzei already. So it's already, the whole Korban Pesach is puzzled. Still he's going to take it to Chamitveria. So they say, no, Chacham Askina, they discovered Chamitveria in Yerushalayim. Chamitveria is only in Tveria. They have hot baths in Europe also. There are different locations in the world where they are burning hot baths. So the Gemara didn't necessarily mean literally Hamavashal b'chametveria. If there's chametveria in Yerushalayim when you cook it, it doesn't mean that you cooked the Korban Pesach at Yerushalayim. But I have a whole discussion on that. What's the whole discussion? What's the whole talk about the cooking of Korban Pesach b'chametveria? Till you get to Tveria, it'll already be nipsal b'yotze. So there shouldn't be, I should say, any sechal alisa. The Yisr of eating bosha mavushal b'mayim shouldn't be chal on top of the Yisr of eating yotze. Then the Gemara said the same regarding Basam B'chalav. Basam B'chalav is only Asim and Atarah Deach Bishol Asatara, and Bishol B'chamei Tver doesn't count. Just like Bishol, you need Eisha, told the Eisha has to be Kli Bishon. The Gemara says Kli Sheni doesn't count. Bishol B'Kli Sheni is not going to be Basam B'chalav Deraisa. That's the Gemara, the first daf in Perikol HaBasam. Yes, so Chamei Tver, you have Gemara. Where does Me'ushan come from? So the Vilna Gaon gives you the marker. See, the only Gaon writes in Yud Dalet, Chamitveria. That's a din in Shabbos Daf Mem. Chamitveria is not called Bishol by Shabbos. In Simsochem Daf Mem Aleph, the Chamitveria is not called Bishol by Korban Pesach. So what the Nami? Chamitveria is not called Bishol by Basa B'chol. That we understand. Where did the story from Me'ushan come from? So that's a Suffolk in Yerushalmi. Where the Me'ushan is Dinah Kibishol. Benegeh to Bishol Akum, where the Me'ushan is Dinah Kibishol, Benegeh to Shabbos, and Benegeh to Basa B'cholav. So it's an Ibai the life Shita. So Sveka Deraisa L'chumra, you're not allowed to eat Basa B'cholav if the two are combined Al Yidei Ishun, but ain't like him all, because Misafik, you don't give Malkus Misafik. Yeah. This Me'ushan is really a Sveka the Dinah. What about Benegeh to Me'ushan by Bishol Akum? So the Mechaber writes in Hilchus Bishol Akma, that's the beginning of the second Chelik Yeredeya, that since the whole prohibition of Bishol Akma is only the Rabbanon, and it's in the Baidle, Yishita, and Yerushalmi, so Benegeh to Bishol Akma, I say Safik the Rabbanon Lekula. Benegeh to Shabbos, Benegeh to Basa B'chalav, say Safik the Raisa Lechumah. But you don't give Malkus on a Safik the Raisa Lechumah. You don't give Malkus ni Safik. So it says, Ein Loikim Olav on the Me'ushan, because it's a Sveik Eredin. The Vilna Gaon quotes, they all quote the Prichodosh, wants to say that there are two Yerushalmis. True, Yerushalmi in the Dorim, the Biragro Yud Gimel writes, true, the Yerushalmi Paragvam in the Dorim has an Ibaid Lev Shita, but the Yerushalmi in Shabbos, Aval with Paragzain the Shabbos, it says, Hamuvushan, Kulu Arochai Mishum Avashal. So he says, in the Dorim it's an Ibaid Lev Shita, but in Shabbos it is Lev Shita. So we should paskan that it should be, and he said, Deraisa Vataras Vada. So that's the Prichadosh disagrees with the Mechaber. Every so often the Prichadosh disagrees with the Mechaber. And over here, he thinks that Me'ushan is not in a Bible of Shita. She passed like the other Yerushalmi, that Me'ushan is a Vada Yisra Derais. Okay. Then the Mechaber writes, HaMevashel B'Mecholov. Mecholov is Minatar Parav, it's only Milchig Mederabbanon. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Yepater. So the Shach writes, Pater Avalasa. Pata means Pata Avalasa. There is an Issa de Rabbanon. And then the Ramah repeats it again. The second line in the Ramah, there comes Avo, Umei Cholav Oisrim HaMaychol, Kamo Cholav Atzma, Bidiyev, Edidas Asa. There is an Issa de Rabbanon. Same thing, Cholav Mesa. Chaber writes Cholav Mesa. I didn't remove the milk from the udders of the cow till after it died. Shach says either died a natural death or you shechted it. It doesn't make a difference. But he killed it or you shechted it or died a natural death. If the milk wasn't removed from the animal until after death, so Cholav Mesa is not an Issa Deraisa, but there is an Issa Derabon in the Shach. Says, how do you know? He says, look in Simit Tzadik. It says, Beferish, the whole Simit about Chal. The Cholav Mesa, there is a Gzera Derabon. Same thing, Cholav Zohar. So Mechaber says, Cholav Zohar is not possible Cholav Deraisa, but it sounds like there is an Issa Derabon. Then the Ramah writes, the first line of Ramah, Cholav Zohar, no. He disagrees with the Mechaber. Cholav Zohar is nothing but nothing, Lamikri Cholav, and it's absolutely no problem whatsoever, you don't need Shishim. So it sounds like it's a Machloikas, the Mechaber, and the Ramah. So comes the Shach, and says, Kotten Tezayin, he says, no, there's no Machloikas. They're talking about two different Zohars. The Mechaber says that there's an Issa, the Rambam is talking about a chol of zachar of a behemah. The Rambam is talking about a zachar, a human being, a zachar. If a behemah zachar has a quirk and it gives off chalav, so that's a gzera de rabbanon mishum chalav behemah nekevah. But if a human being, chalav isha is milchig mide rabbanon. Chalav isha is also milchig mide rabbanon. But chalav zachar is twice removed. It's a zach instead of nekevah, and it's a human being instead of a behemah. So the shach said that's what the Rambam is talking. The Rambam is talking chalav zachar of a person. A male human being, and a mechaber is talking chalav zachar.